It is the final NXT before TakeOver Orlando. I'm solo in the studio, but I'm going to give you as best of a show as I can right now on the NXT After Show. Stay with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Breathe it in, man. Drink it in. Take all of it in. It's the Drifter, Elias Sampson, who, after much deliberation, is drifting away from NXT. But not to bury the lead too much, welcome to the NXT After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, the Internet's Mark B. Donica. I am not joined by the rest of the NXT team today because they're in Orlando already. And to be perfectly honest, I should probably be packing because I'm leaving on a jet plane tonight to make it to Orlando and hit all of the coverage, but more on that later. First, I'm going to breeze through the show so I can tell you all about our schedule this weekend for AfterBuzz TV. So there were only three matches tonight, only it's been pretty light for the past couple of weeks. It started with the triple threat match between Dash Wilder, Johnny Gargano, and Akam. Supposed to serve as a preview of the Triple Threat Elimination Tag Team Championship match that's happening this Saturday at TakeOver Orlando. Now, this let every single competitor show what makes their tag team special. Dash Wilder winning with a little skeevily, a little trickily, as the Revival is known to do, but having them come out on top amongst these two monster teams, one in size and one in heart, was a great way to start off the show tonight and a great lead-in into their match at TakeOver. The heavy machinery, like I said, I'm going to breeze through the show because I don't have anybody to talk to. I'll bring up the chat on my phone, see what all of the folks at home are saying. Matt Levy says, bum they didn't air the Ruby Riott match that they taped, but oh well. To be perfectly honest, last week we had the debut of Ruby Riott in the triple threat, or not in the triple threat, but in the six-man tag between Sanity, Ty Dillinger, Andrade Cien Almas, and No Way Jose. But I think that was more of a way to get the crowd amped up for when she showed up. So by having the match, introducing her in that capacity, when she came out and made the save, that way, everybody who in the crowd knew who she was, they would cheer for her when she came out. We did get an awesome promo from her on WWE.com after the show. Excuse me. But I'm excited. They made it official. The eight-man tag for Sanity versus Ruby Riott, Ty Dillinger, No Way Jose, as well as Roderick Strong. I think I said Andrade Cien Almas, didn't I? Whoops. There's a lot, and not having people to bounce off of is a little difficult, but you know. we got a new Aleister Black trailer as well that was a little bit more focused towards Andrade Cien Almas. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I think Aleister Black, one moment please. I think Aleister Black is going to wow the folks in Orlando a little bit more than he already has been on the house show circuit, a little bit more than he did at the UK tournament. But regardless, I think we're going to get something special with that match at TakeOver. We got the redubbing, the re-debut of Otis Dozovic and Tucker Knight as Heavy Machinery. Love these meat boys. They went up against Jonathan Ortegon and Mike Marshall. The way that they're just throwing bodies around, whether it's each other or their opponents, is fun, impressive, and frightening. I think there is a huge future, no pun intended, for Heavy Machinery. So excited that Tucker Knight finally has a chance to show a little bit more of his personality and appear on TV as more than just, hey, there's that big guy that this person's going to beat. But didn't really expect too much from this match as it wasn't like a named tag team, but super excited that Heavy Machinery is involved. I hope we get them as a lead-in to, or I'm sorry, on next week's NXT show, which is going to be the live lead-in to TakeOver on Saturday. Whew. Oh boy, Saturday can't come soon enough. I got to get to Orlando first. In the back, we got the contract signing between Asuka and Ember Moon for the NXT Women's Championship. And Ember ultimately said that she's been ready for this for a long time, but Asuka laughs at her, walks off. Probably not going to take her too seriously. I don't expect this match to go super long, but I think it would be cool if it went pretty short. Nah, that's not true. Regardless, it's going to be very entertaining and something that people are going to be talking about for a long, long time. And I don't know if anybody saw it, but there was a little bit of concern about the Eclipse being used as a finisher. We had Peyton Royce and Billy Kay talking to GM William Regal earlier in the week, saying that he should ban the Eclipse because of how it affected Billy Kay. Now, I think, sure, is the move dangerous? Yes, every move is dangerous. Accidents happen. There are wrestlers who are still out injured from certain accidents. Seth Rollins got injured at the hands of Samoa Joe, whether that was intentional or an accident. I guess we might find out on Sunday during that unsanctioned match. But regardless, accidents happen in wrestling all the time. So I think Billy Kay and Peyton Royce are trying to amplify their place in the sun, their 15 minutes. Make sure that they're still on everybody's lips as we head into TakeOver Orlando. And they're not actively involved in the card. I'm sure we'll see them on next week's NXT show. But for right now, hopefully Billy will get better soon. We got another package for Bobby Roode and Shinsuke Nakamura. Those packages are getting a lot cooler. We've talked about it at length, that the way that they use them for storytelling is second to none and really helps amplify a storyline without having to get guys out into the ring. Oh, thanking everybody in chat. We got a very, very active chat right now. We got our good friend Marie, Mecha Baloney. Love that name. Matt Levy, Joseph Boza, Jonathan Yeager, Joloco 386. A lot of good fam, good brothers, as it were, in the chat. Oh boy. So the final match, which I'm kind of sad that I don't have anybody to talk about it with, was the Loser Leaves NXT match between Cassius Ohno and Elias Sampson. This one went as it should, enough intrigue. It was hard to believe that Cassius Ohno, with all of the momentum that he had, would lose this match. I don't know if that was just me, but Elias Sampson, I think, should use this opportunity, as many other folks that have had to leave NXT have, to really establish themselves. Now, whether he's done with the company for right now or is simply going to be off TV, brought back as something else, we don't know. That's something that's still left to be seen. Hopefully I get a chance, if he's drifting around Orlando this weekend, hopefully we get a chance to talk to him at Access or any surrounding bars where he might be playing a borrowed guitar as Cassius Ohno destroyed his. But I have high hopes for Elias Sampson. He's got a great look and is a great performer. The company clearly sees a lot in him to invest a little bit of extra time. So I'm very excited to see how he's going to reappear on NXT TV, or if he shows up on Raw or SmackDown. Just because it says that he can't be on NXT doesn't mean he can't show up on the main roster. That I didn't think about. How about that? Joseph Boza says, I agree with Mark. I really didn't buy the Loser Leaves NXT stip with Cassius Ohno. I wonder if Elias will be either called up or if he's done. Maybe he'll be a surprise in the Battle Royal. I agree with that. I think the fact that they broke his guitar is interesting. That may be the end of the gimmick of the or of his time as the Drifter. Maybe he'll get a steady job and won't have to drift so much. Maybe he will be Elias works at Hot Topic Samson. Who knows how that gear would look? Probably pretty metal. So that was the NXT show that was. Again, super short show today because my friends at the rest of my friends of the NXT team aren't joining me today. They're already in Orlando. But before I get to the weekend's events, I did want to thank everybody who's gone to nxteam.spreadshirt.com. We talk about it every week because it really does help us. We've had a couple of people pick up certain shirts that support certain announcers on WWE TV, as well as other designs for just the hobo, or just for me, or just for Bill, or the three of us. I highly recommend that New Day parody shirt just because it's really, really, really flipping cool, and it looks super solid. Not wearing it, it's dirty. Gotta do laundry. What up? Get at me laundromat style. Anyway, that was for you, Josh. for everybody that has gone this year and previously and helped support us, it really does support us. It helped me upgrade my ticket to take baggage. So it really does go a long way, and it really helps the show improve. So now I get to take extra camera equipment to Orlando this weekend. But regardless, much like how on Raw there was the guy wearing the I'm a Kathy Kelly guy shirt, and trust me, I heard from herself how good that feels. Just seeing the fact that somebody ordered a shirt or a mug or a button or a sticker or a phone, whatever it is, just know that all of us really appreciate it. We're going to keep shilling that stuff out. Don't you worry. but we're soon, I wanted to bring that up because we're going to be expanding soon into some of the other after shows so that you can help support those shows as well. We've got a lot of designs in the works right now. But if they're on AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, you'll be able to support them directly or the whole team. And I'm really excited to debut those. But let's move on to Access. Hi, Tina. Yes, I'm solo today. Let's move on to Access and the weekend. We've already talked. We talked to Hoba before he left. We talked to Bill before he left last week. We've been building up towards TakeOver Orlando. We're excited for the show, and we're pretty sure it's going to be hard to disappoint. It'll be interesting to see who moves on from TakeOver to WrestleMania. If, like Baron Corbin last year, we're going to see people debut in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. But in terms of where we're going to be, we're going to be all throughout Orlando throughout the weekend. We are definitely going to be, various combinations of us are going to be at Access on Thursday night, on Friday night, on Saturday night. We're still working on during the day. And I know NXT, or is it Saturday afternoon? There's a lot of, there. I'm going to double check now while I'm vamping. But Sunday, I know I'm going to be there because Sean Waltman, a friend of the show, he's appeared on the show, of course, the host of Xbox 12360. He is going to be doing several appearances down there, as is Lillian Garcia, host of Making Their Way to the Ring, and Luchando. But I'm going to be following Sean around. Hobo's going to be following Sean around. He's going to have a little bit of a camera crew with him, and we're going to record some stuff for Xbox 12360. Maybe a behind-the-scenes look at the Click reunion with Shawn Michaels, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash. Regardless of all of that, we're going to be around. And there is going to be a point in time, if you're going to be at Orlando, follow us on Twitter, follow all of us on Twitter. You'll know where we are at any given time. We do want to do like a miniature meetup. We want to get you involved in something that we are shooting for the network. So if you have plans to be in Orlando or not, if you have plans to be at Access or not, we'll make it in a place to where people can congregate. And it's not going to be weird. We're not going to meet like the back alley behind Universal Orlando, but we are, We want to get your involvement. It's going to be a very busy weekend. We've been planning a lot. We've had some surprises. We've had some folks come. We've had some folks go. It'll be nice to see where people pop up in the future. It's actually, speaking of the NXT team, it has been a year since Kathy Kelly first popped up on NXT TakeOver Dallas last year. And it's been amazing to see her journey. And if we bump into her, if she has the time to join us for something, we'll make sure to share it with the fans because we know you miss her. We know you get a chance to see her on WWE programming, and it may not be as direct. So we're gonna try to figure out a way to get Kathy on something for AfterBuzz TV. Let me double check some of the this chat here. This is some stuff that we don't know about. Joe Loco asks, who are you hoping debuts at TakeOver, a la Rude and Samoa Joe? Well, I mean, we're getting Alistair, but I don't know if anybody's going to debut at, I mean, they usually announce if somebody's going to debut. I don't know if we're going to get anybody in like a pull apart or if Sanity is going to end in insanity. There's a lot. I'm excited to see. Maybe we'll get a return of Hideo Itami. Maybe we'll see him in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal again. Maybe we'll see him interfere and start up something with Andrade San Almas. Who knows? I hope we get some sort of... I know the WWE UK Championship is going to be at Access. I hope we get to see something like that either on next week's NXT show or on TakeOver proper, but they probably would have built towards that. There's a lot happening this weekend. As of right now, we know that it's going to be myself and Hobo and Bill are all going down. Bill's going to be doing some stuff for Uproxx, so he's going to be around. And Hobo and I are definitely going to be lollygagging around. From our SmackDown show, we're going to be having Christian Rosenberg, Tom McComb. I know Scott is down there. He's going to be doing a lot of stuff for the On Your Mark show. He's going to be helping his cousin out, Skeeter Skyflyer. He's going to help him out for the On Your Mark show. He's probably going to be at that meetup. Make sure to find him on Twitter for more information on that. Steve Coffin's going to be down there. From our Raw show, Johnny LaQuasto is going to be down there. He's going to be doing some stuff for Wrestling Compadres, and Ty Matthews is going to be down there as well. We're trying to figure out all of our schedules. I know Christian and Johnny have an improv show that they're doing on Friday night, which is the same night of the Hall of Fame. We're trying to get to one way or another. We're going to be at the Hall of Fame. I do know that. WWE, card subject to change. But before I sign off, does anybody have any additional questions about this week's content or where we're going to be at Access? Ask right now, because I've got one more thing to talk about, and that is that the NXT TakeOver Orlando after show is not going to be, we're not going to record it until Monday. Last year, since the show was on Friday, we had all day Saturday to record it and send it to AfterBuzz and upload it to get it up by WrestleMania. This week, because they've tightened the schedule and we won't all be able to get together after Saturday night for various reasons that hopefully we'll be able to share with you, we won't be able to record until Monday morning when the dust has settled, WrestleMania is over, and we'll have a little bit more of a picture of the NXT landscape to talk about. If you hear people asking about where's the TakeOver show? Where's the TakeOver show? Because I know we had that last year when we started uploading stuff from Access. It's not going to be up until Monday. It may not even be video. It might be a podcast and audio only exclusive. So make sure to stay tuned for that. I'll see if I can do like a put up a slate and put it up on YouTube just so that some of our regular viewers can watch it. Let's take a look. Marianette says it's more likely Elias to be in the Battle Royal and more of a SmackDown. SmackDown is more character driven, but that is if the Drifter continues. They added that match. Yeah, it's supposed to be tonight. Anything from Jackson. And stuff will be. Thank you, Joseph Boza. For those of you who are going to be looking for our interviews and our coverage, I'm trying to do more. I'm trying to get us to do more than just interviews. I want us to do segments as well, so we can have a little bit more fun. I liked doing the tour of Access last year with Steve Kaufman, so I figure some version of that is going to go up throughout the weekend. And again, if you want to be in something for AfterBuzz TV, make sure to follow all of our hosts on Twitter that are going down there. So that's Hobo, Christian Rosenberg. I've been talking a lot today. I've been doing a lot of stuff. It's absolutely crazy. But follow us all on Twitter for more information to be involved in something for AfterBuzz. If you see us, please stop us. We'll let you know if we're on our way to something or not. But we'll be able to stop and say hi and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we're here for. And one of the things that I strive for, as the managing editor of AfterBuzz Wrestling is to make sure that we get stuff get stuff put up as quick as we can. So the Hall of Fame, because of how late of a night it's going to be, like we may just wait until the next morning so that it's not going up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, Florida time, which would still be kind of early on the West Coast. But regardless, we're going to put stuff up appropriately Maybe actually, you know what? Maybe we'll do that. We'll have everything done and go up the morning after we do it. And I'm just sort of spitballing a production schedule with everybody, but it's going to be fun. You're going to be seeing all of your AfterBuzz favorites, and thank you again for supporting all of AfterBuzz Wrestling. That's our Raw show. That's our SmackDown show. That's this show. That's our Lucha Underground show. That's also Making the Way to the Ring, as well as Xbox 1-360. We're constantly growing as a family. Life as a family is about partings and meetings and partings. We did just part with Christy Olsen, though I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing her again pretty soon. I'm excited for what she is going to be offering to the world. And we're also excited to be bringing you new hosts throughout the next year. We've got some new people coming in, and it's, oh boy, is it an experience. So if you want to know any more about that, just follow me on Twitter, because I'll make sure to let you know as soon as we have any new blood coming through. Again, nxteam.spreadshirt.com is where you can support us as a show. Today on Xbox 1-360, we had MVP. Awesome interview. Highly recommend you pick it up. If you're traveling to WrestleMania, it's some great listening material. I'm going to take one last look at the chat here. Thank you very much, Joseph Boza. And thank you, everybody, who was watching live. I know this was a little bit of a truncated show. But it's a weird... WrestleMania week is always weird here at AfterBuzz TV, because people are coming and going to Orlando. And then next week, I think it's just going to be Hobo and I. Bill's going to stay in Florida and have some fun, as he deserves. And then although the rest of our shows will probably be back on their normal schedule the week after WrestleMania, once everybody gets back from Orlando. You can follow all of us here at AfterBuzz TV. You can follow Bill at Sundown Motel. You can follow Hobo at True Hobo. You can follow me at Mark B. Donica. Please leave us a review on iTunes or down below in the YouTube feed. So much stuff happening with me personally. Excuse me. If you're a fan of football and you're not going to be in the Orlando area this Friday, make sure to tune into twitch.tv. You're going to see it on the main page. The Salt Lake Screaming Eagles is a fan-run football team, and I helped do some media for them. I helped do their pre-show for their game this Friday against the Colorado Crush. It is an interactive football team where you can call the plays from your phone, and coming soon, you'll be able to do it from Twitch. You can win t-shirts, free pizza. Who doesn't like free pizza? So make sure to tune into that Friday evening. Just go to twitch.tv in the afternoon. You'll see it. It's twitch.tv/interactive football league. It's such a cool concept. I can't wait for y'all to see it. And then right now, if y'all don't have anything else to listen to, I'm going to be on The Fan Show talking about WrestleMania in a... Crap. When's my call? In about 5 minutes. So make sure to go to Fan Show. It's f.a.nshow. Listen to me live. It'll be nice to talk to Richard about the upcoming weekend. And if you want to hear my thoughts about WrestleMania, that's the place to go. But until then, we'll see you in Orlando. We're going to see you at TakeOver. It's going to be a great time. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.